For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Supervisors John Haschak and Ted Williams will be heading to Sacramento to lobby state lawmakers for cannabis policies favorable to growers in Mendocino County. During the cannabis update at yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting, growers complained about taxes, plummeting prices, and distributors dawdling on paying for product that's already been delivered. 236 cultivation permits have been issued and approved by the Ag Department, though 953 cultivators will have taxes due in April. During the cannabis update, Treasurer Tax Collector Sherry Schattmeier gave the board a presentation about cannabis taxes, saying the county has a little more than $3.5 million coming to it next month. Voters approved a 2.5% tax on gross receipts for cultivators with a flat annual fee of $2,500 for most cannabis businesses, but the industry is feeling the pinch from taxes, fees, and a lot less revenue than anyone expected. Here's Schattmeier outlining the basics of the local cannabis tax system.
First and foremost, this is a gross receipts tax, and I want everybody to understand that, and I say that a lot. And so what we do on that is we send out returns throughout the year on a quarterly basis. All of our cultivators respond with their returns, self-reporting, 2.5% of gross receipts. That's the first element. Once we get through with a whole year, then we have a second piece, which is our minimum tax due. And that minimum tax due, depending on what type of a permit that you have applied for at the Agriculture Department, that will determine what your minimum tax due requirement is.
Williams, who suspects that county staff spend an inordinate amount of time on the cannabis program, suggested repealing the tax.
I would like to see us move towards a cost recovery on the fees and strike the taxes altogether, because I don't see this program as really a revenue source. It's not a profit center for the county, and it doesn't appear projecting out into the future that it will be. That being the case, I would rather trim as much staff time as possible.
This received a stern rebuke from Supervisor Dan Jurdy, who is a major proponent of Measure AI, the cannabis business tax measure that passed in November of 2016.
So the growers said they were a $1 billion industry in Mendocino County. They proposed an initiative, the Herd Initiative, with a 2.5% tax. The voters rejected that because it included a regulation that was proposed by the growers, but the voters approved a 2.5% tax proposed by the supervisors under the basis that it would be accompanied with a regulatory program developed by a broader spectrum of the community. Why would the supervisors now revoke a 2.5% tax approved by the voters?
Williams had an answer.
Supervisor Jurdy, I think the answer is that we're getting a lesson in economics. The state's implementation of Prop 64 is putting small cannabis farmers in this county out of business. I think we're likely to see it on our bottom line of tax revenue. You know, a property that was worth $600,000, that was remote, where cultivation was possible, in this new cannabis economy, may only be worth $300,000. That's going to affect the county's bottom line. I see the board direction consistently being to staff, protect the small farmers. But with the state's implementation, I don't see that that's possible. And I think we need to get realistic about optimizing, streamlining process, because this is in the liabilities column.
Supervisor John McCowan pointed out that sparsely populated counties are at a disadvantage when it comes to crafting state policy, citing an instance where dispensary owners in L.A. lobbied their legislators to kill a bill that would have allowed growers to sell their product directly. Supervisor John Haschak picked up the theme, saying there's a lot of squeaky wheelness that we need to be doing in this political realm. Supervisor Kerry Brown agreed. Within a few minutes, Haschak and Williams had agreed to go to Sacramento next month to lobby state lawmakers. In preparation, they'll meet with a group of small growers that's been studying state requirements. Meanwhile, Monique Ramirez, a small grower from Covelo, had some requests for changes to local policy.
Nobody in the cannabis industry that I can think of is disputing paying 2.5% sales tax. What we're up against right now is the timeline of when it's due. For me personally, I'm in a situation with a distributor that I gave all my product at the end of February, and I haven't been able to receive all of the payment yet. It's going to be on a payment plan over the course of several months, and I will not receive $50,000 before May 31st, and I'm still going to be liable to pay this minimum tax. And it's a penalty in my mind, because eventually I am going to have that money. And so I just wish we could could look at it from that perspective, that let's pay when we sell the product. Let's make sure that we're doing it on the net sales receipts, not the gross, because we are paying the cultivation tax of $148 per pound to the state.
Nursery owner Ron Edwards emphasized a few points.
If you're a small operator like Monique, you've got product with the distributor, they can kind of look at you that you're not really going to be able to afford to get a lawyer to go after them. If you're a can of craft, you're going to get paid. I don't think any of us really calculated on the price plummeting as it has. We were pretty optimistic when we started this journey that the price would stabilize, the black market would disappear.
The black market, he noted, has not disappeared. And Casey O'Neill, policy chair of the Mendocino Cannabis Industry Alliance, or MCIA, also had a request about taxes. He preceded his remarks by noting that the MCIA is merging with the Mendocino County Growers Association.
And would also gently like to suggest that if we could remove the state taxes from the gross receipt tax, that would be, it would be a gesture that would be much appreciated. It is a dollars and cents issue, but it's also that feeling of being taxed on taxes, is kind of one of those things where it's like, wow.
With some growers selling their product for as little as $75 a pound, Ramirez and O'Neill both urged support for Assembly Bill 286, a proposal to cut some cannabis taxes.
Why? Because the program isn't working. Because they overprojected how much money they thought they could make from this industry, and the bottom line is that's not what's happening.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reif.